What's up, Wikimaniacs? Support for today's episode comes from True Classic. This brand new sponsor has the absolute best fitting t-shirts a man can buy. Finding the right t-shirt with a little bit of a dad bod is incredibly frustrating. Trust me, I know. Most t-shirts are either way too tight on your gut or look way too big and boxy. You're not in high school anymore, my guy, and it's time to upgrade. True Classic has already helped over 2 million men finally get a better fit at an affordable price. Our listeners get access to the best deal they offer. For a limited time only, you can get 25% off with the code Reddit at trueclassic.com. Again, that's promo code Reddit at trueclassic.com. We
are.
We
are.
We are Cultivate.
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 We are Cultivate.
Welcome to another episode of Reddit on Wiki, the TikTok famous podcast where we learn things using Reddit and Wikipedia as sources. I'm your host for today's episode. As you can tell, I just ate right now, so it's hard for me to talk because I am full.
Same.
It is I, the Punny Pinoy John. With me as usual, first up, the man with the sultry voice whenever he reads.
It's me. Thank you.
No, it's not you, motherfucker.
Thank you. I'm so humbled. I can't believe it. I love you guys. It's me.
It's not you. Let's start a cult host and Ottawa's own Mr. Josh Shell. What is up, my guy?
Oh. My neighbor decided to flush the toilet as soon as my name was said. So super convenient. I've never heard my voice described as sultry, so that's sick. I also don't know if you can call me the host of Let's Start a Cult since I have not done an episode in like 2 months, but I appreciate that.
It is still your show, my guy. And as usual, the man who was living his best life in Mexico and the guy who gets so much free shit and
it's
we are
me,
jealous of him.
Your boy, Josh.
Wow, escaped Canada. Proud of you, Josh. I'm happy you made it to somewhere warm. You've been complaining about the cold for months.
Yeah. Actually, it's been nice the last 2 days, so it's been good.
Oh,
continue
good.
Your intro of Sean, though. Sorry.
Shots and thoughts, head honcho, and Houston legend, Sean Salvino. What is up, my guy?
What's up, guys? What's up, Wikimaniacs? I'm back at it again. This is actually my episode, so...
Oh, how the tables have turned.
Ooh, how the turn tables, actually.
I've just binge-watched The Office, actually. It was a great time. You know, when
fantastic.
You just... That early year lull, and you're just like, I'm going to watch this all.
The Office is always a feel-good until, you know, Michael Scott leaves. That's when I turn it back off.
I just got past that point. It's a drag now.
Okay, it is. We have an interesting episode for you today. We start with some housekeeping items as usual, our usual small talk, and learn a thing or two about where Goosebumps comes from.
Ooh.
And after the ad break, we cap the episode with some Reddit stories from r/letsnotmeet. First up, boys, I think you're going to be proud of all the things that I'm just going to mention right now. So brace yourself. You might feel a feeling of euphoria. Maybe you'll get goosebumps yourself hearing these accomplishments that we just had.
Wow.
So I just want to say... Thank you to the Wikimaniacs for so much support that you've been giving us lately. At this time of this recording, we've amassed over 35,000 podcast downloads.
Okay. Is that including YouTube?
That's not including YouTube yet.
Oh, God,
I think we have like 5,000 something views on YouTube.
Something like
getting
that.
Up there?
Yeah.
Kinda. Okay. We had over 10.5 million views on TikTok the past
Holy
couple
shit.
Months.
Gracious.
That makes me way more nervous.
100,000 plus followers on TikTok. We have 2,000 plus followers on Spotify, almost 1,000 followers on Apple Podcasts, 400 subs on YouTube. We are charting internationally, my guys, and most notably, number 68 trending all podcasts in Canada.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's just because I listen to the show and there's only like 7 of us. So,
oh, we have you and Alex. That's good.
That's good. True.
Alex,
true.
From Weird Distractions.
Yeah, she listens as well. So we're killing it up here.
You guys are doing the Lord's work of just listening. But those are some really eye-popping numbers. And we just want to truly say thank you to all the Wikimaniacs for all the support that you've given us. And if you want to support us more financially, this is Sean's favorite bit. Mm. You can do so by being a patron.
That's right, baby.
Like our awesome new supporter, Melissa Rhodes.
What?
Thank you for supporting us. And we do got a new patron.
Love to see that. Hey, Melissa.
Shout out to you. Hey, Melissa, how are you doing? Hopefully you're enjoying the content and hopefully you don't unsubscribe from all the shit that you hear from us in the future.
Or the shit that you...
Or in the past.
Yeah, or in the past. The past, I think, is much worse than the future. Again, do not visit our first episodes before being famous.
I think we've built it up to be something it's not.
Yeah, that's true. But then that makes people go back and listen, which...
They just read porn. That's all
they
it
just
is.
Read porn. Well, don't give it away, man. We got to get the listen.
So just want to say thank you for supporting us. You can do so by heading over to patreon.com/cultivatenetwork, or you can go to Reddit on wiki.com for all details. Mm. But we do want to say thank you to our current patrons at the moment. So just want to say hi to Vina, Linz, Gabby, Taru, Aaron, and Alex. Thank you for supporting us, and thank you for letting us pay the bills by you supporting us. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And now that's out of the way. How has it been, boys? And I want to start with this, though. Sean, would you like to tell Wikimaniacs how your trip went?
I might save that for my episode.
Okay, let's save it for your episode. How have you been then, Sean?
Well, today is May 2nd, right?
Three days before my birthday.
Happy birthday, John.
Happy birthday, John. It is my dating anniversary with my wife when we first started dating, May 2nd. Love to see that.
Okay, I have a question as two married men. Do you count your dating anniversary after you're married?
Well, we were dating for like 8 years before we were married. Seven years before we were married. So 7 years of celebrating your anniversary. It's another reason to go out. You know what I mean?
That's fair. That's fair. To me, it's always been like, it's weird that you celebrate this one date and then you get married and then it's this other date.
You celebrate that too, yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. Not that you celebrate it too, but you just, I feel nobody really celebrates their date day. I don't know what you call it after you get married.
I guess if you didn't date for that long before getting married, like that doesn't like, you know, maybe it doesn't mean that much, but you know.
Maybe once your marriage anniversary is bigger than your dating, like the amount of time you've dated, then you just celebrate the marriage anniversary. Maybe that's the rule. I'm just making it up as we go here.
As the unmarried man.
As the unmarried man.
You can do what you want.
I got time to figure that out.
Yeah, you got some time. Or do you?
Or do you?
She doesn't like an ultimatum as per last episode.
Ooh.
Yes.
On season two, Josh Shell.
Just me.
She broke up with me prior to getting on the show. I don't know why I'm here. But yeah.
So Josh, go ahead.
Yeah.
Sorry. John hasn't told us about his story.
Oh, yeah. Dirt.
John doesn't care for me or my stories, Wikimaniacs. This is just a little private peek behind the screen.
Yeah, it's just a pretty face. You're just a pretty face to him.
Well, at least I'm
very pretty. Very pretty face, I might add.
Best hair winner. That TikTok didn't explode, but that's okay.
No, it made us laugh. I enjoyed
it. That's what counts.
I laughed way too hard at it when I was editing.
The harmony between John and I is chef's
beautiful. It was a little late audio, but you know, it's there.
It's there. It's hard to do this remote. You know what I mean? It's hard to harmonize remotely.
Yes.
But yeah, it's the anniversary. I don't know. We don't currently have plans, but we usually celebrate. We do something. It will have just been my birthday too. I think I peek behind the screen again. We record this before this releases. It should have just been my birthday, and I think I just had an emo themed birthday party. So
nice. Secondhand serenade.
Yeah, more of that beautiful harmonizing in life.
Are you going to bring back the mullet for one night?
I might. I was thinking I'd have my hair long enough by then, but I forgot about it, and then I got a haircut. So, I might get a wig. I might just do the,
it's hard now because I've been having a hat, but I might just do one of these. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. You can get away with it.
There you go.
You got it.
I'm buying Rock Band on the PS. Is it? Yeah. PS5. We're going to do, all the emo song DLCs. We're going to drink. We're going to play Rock Band. It should be good. It was good. I'm manifesting it. It was good, baby.
That sounds sick, actually. I've never been to an emo party, but
same. I kind of want to now. Except for when I lived the emo lifestyle, but I haven't had an emo-themed party.
Again, with the award-winning hair.
Yeah.
I think your sister commented on the reel saying, like, you always remind them that. that you had good hair back then.
Oh, was that your sister? Do. That's so funny.
Wait, which sister? What was the account?
It was the real. I want to say it was your sister.
I have two, but I'll look.
I thought it was weird because it had to be someone that knew you because they said you remind them of it all the time. So I was like, I didn't clue in that might be your sister. That's funny.
Do they have Letterman jackets in Canada? Is that a thing in Canada? Like in high school?
Like I know what they are from TV and movies.
Yeah. Well, I got like a patch that says best hair 2-time winner on my Letterman jacket.
Letterman.
Wow. I lettered in having in having the best hair in school.
Not sports.
I'm going to change. I'm going to change your lower thirds when it says Sean Salvino, host of Reddit on Wiki, to
2-time
award-winning hair.
Best hair of Houston, 2008, 2009.
That's too long. It's got to be just award-winning hair.
Award-winning hair.
Award-winning hair.
You currently hold the record.
That's awesome, man. Josh, your birthday just passed by. Like, you excited or did you have fun in your events that you're going to future
have? Yeah, I didn't realize that we were going to have another recording date before my birthday. But yeah, I'm going to the Leafs game in a couple days.
Oh, yeah.
They've clinched the playoffs this weekend. That's why I'm wearing my Leafs jersey. And also, I think the playoffs start when this episode comes out. So super excited about that to watch them get knocked out in the first round. Fifth time in a row. Let's go, baby.
Oh, God.
But yeah, that's basically my birthday lands on Easter. So we're doing my birthday Saturday, kind of. And then it's going to be mostly Easter stuff. So
wow. Jesus stealing your shine.
I know. Classic. Classic Jesus.
Classic Jesus.
When he rises on Monday or whatever, I'll fight him or something.
On Monday? It's Easter Sunday.
He woke up Sunday, fool.
Why do they call it Good Friday then if he's dead?
He died on Friday because he died for our sins, Micah.
Oh, well, that doesn't make any sense. We killed Jesus. Now it's Good Friday. Fuck
yeah, because he died for us. All right, Catholic, here we go. Before Jesus died, heaven was not open. In the Catholic faith. I don't know. You know, we're all believing in different things. I'm just explaining why it's called Good Friday.
So what happens to people before Jesus died?
I think the theory, again, not a theologist. I think the theory is that everyone was chilling in purgatory, which is another Catholic thing. I don't know if that's a Protestant thing.
I like to think the people that died before Jesus died are still stuck in purgatory.
Damn, dark.
Very dark.
They're like, sorry, you died too early.
Man, you really fucking missed the mark. Damn, just one day. Man, if you just waited until after Friday, woof.
They're like, I always wondered why I died in 500 BC. I didn't know what BC meant.
Did birth they call control. It BC in BC?
Wow.
No.
No, it was just 500.
I don't know.
I don't even think it was that. Probably some other fucking calendar, Sean. To be honest.
Just like Jesus, Sean nailed that explanation.
Technically, Jesus didn't do the nailing. He was nailed.
Oh, yeah. And
so Josh, just like knees.
Anyways, let's kind of get into our topic today. But before that, I do want to ask you boys some question pertaining to possibly about goosebumps before we get into the actual definition of what goosebumps are.
Great Travis Scott song.
It is great. It is. Great book.
Can we like Travis Scott yet? Is that?
Oh, yeah. No.
Ooh, no. Oh, yeah. Travis Scott sucks. I hate Goosebumps.
Still you can't like Kanye either, but you do it anyway, Sean.
Music's music. You know what I mean?
I feel like Sean is contractually obligated to like Travis Scott just because he represents
H-Town, baby. Well, he has sullied the name Astroworld. We can't celebrate Astroworld anymore. That was a literal demonic.
You can't celebrate the Astros. You can't celebrate Astroworld.
I'll celebrate the Astros all goddamn day. 2017 champs. Astros or not. Still says champ. We still got the pennant hanging in our stadium. So fuck what you're talking about.
You know what? The Astros didn't kill anyone, so I'm okay with them.
Hell yeah.
That's the bar for Astro.
That's fine.
Very low.
I'll take it.
All right. So as far as Goosebumps concerned, Sean, let me ask you this question. I know in your past career, you mentioned that you were part of a dance crew, most specifically Gulling. Mm. Was there ever a moment that you can think of where dancing or performing gave you goosebumps?
Oh, all the time. Anytime you see somebody like that dances, like, you know, you see a good choreography piece or you see a good performance or, you know, you're watching your friends from another team kill it, you're like, ooh, you know, that disgusting face. You're like, ooh. Like,
that's good, right?
You get goosebumps all the time. And performing too, when you walk on stage and hear everybody screaming, and if it's like a home crowd that knows you and you hear them screaming your name, ooh, shit.
Do you have like a memorable like performance that you did that just like top one like that you've ever done?
The Super Bowl. No.
Imagine.
Man, those Super Bowl dancers don't get paid at all, but it would be sick.
What?
No, yeah.
They don't get paid?
They don't get paid?
Technically, the artist doesn't get paid either every year at the Super Bowl.
Jesus.
What?
What is...
I think, yeah, they just do it, but that was the whole thing this year is that the dancers weren't getting paid and they were like expected to do all this practice and all that shit.
Jesus.
And that like, is... We were all like, why is this a news thing? This happens every year.
But what the fuck? I mean, but still, that shouldn't happen at all. Oh, that's so fucked. For sure.
We like, dancers need to get paid what they deserve. Like the hours of work that they put in, like I've speak to it, you know? Sometimes when we get booked for like weddings or like events or whatever, and we tell them the price, they're like, ugh, like it's only 5 minutes on stage. I'm like, bitch, do you know the amount of, do you know the amount of time that we put into this?
It's like when I go to advertisers and they're like, you want how much for an ad spot?
Bitch, we got 100 million TikTok views. What the fuck are you talking about?
Well, the NFL has hundreds of millions of viewers.
Exactly.
The motherfuckers still don't pay.
Jesus Christ. Those dancers.
There's like $100 billion company. What the fuck?
The fucking Pepsi Super Bowl, bro. Pepsi is a... Yeah, Pepsi and NFL. Y'all can't pay these dancers?
Jesus Christ. Like
trash behavior.
This is some late stage capitalism we're entering.
Oh, yeah.
Or have entered for a long time, it sounds
We've
like.
We've been in.
Yeah, Jesus.
But I don't know if I have like a top performance of all time. I really like a lot of our shits. There's like most every time I've stepped on stage, you know, it's been like, that was fucking awesome. You know what I mean? There's, of course, embarrassing moments that happen. Sometimes you fuck up.
Hey, it happens to everybody.
Shit happens. You know what I mean? But I have way more good times than bad times on stage. So I would say That's I always good. Get goosebumps.
That's awesome.
That's good. All right, Josh, let me throw you this question now. Having been caught up with Ted Lasso, because you guys convinced me, I do fucking hate Nate so much.
You love the show, though.
It's a great show. Like, I teared up like a bunch of times.
Yes. Okay, this is a kind of a call to the Wikimaniacs who watched Ted Lasso. Would you guys want us to do like a recap or a review of like season 3 when it comes out? Because that'd be sick.
Ooh. And would you like to hear it exclusively behind our Patreon, our $25 tier? Let us know and we'll do it for sure.
No, I wanted to do it for my episode so I don't have to come up with another idea.
Genius.
And if you think any of us resemble any Ted Lasso characters, let us know, Wikimaniacs. Like, we want to know who we are.
John's really pulling for Roy.
I do want Roy. Oi, fucking Jamie Tart.
I don't know if I relate to anybody in particular. Maybe Nate pre-asshole.
Nate pre-asshole?
I don't know.
Just super shy and fucking...
Yeah, I can see that.
Just a nice guy, you know what I mean? Nice guy with good hair.
Who's the secondary coach? I forget his name.
Beard,
yeah. I relate to him.
I'm like a hybrid Ted and...
Yeah, you're Ted, actually.
Nah.
John's Ted, right, Sean? Nah. Like, with the puns humor.
Puns and getting everybody on the same page.
Yeah.
Probably a Ted Lasso.
Ted's a little bit more positive, I'd say that.
Oh, definitely more positive.
That's where I get the Roy.
We're all pretty negative at Cultivate, to be honest.
That's true. I could relate to Ted because I do have mental health problems really bad too.
Who doesn't?
Yeah,
who doesn't?
You're right. All right, Josh, let me throw you this question real quick.
Okay.
So in our 40-hour work week episode, you mentioned, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, that you had hoped to be a professional soccer player growing up?
Yeah.
Was that correct? Would there ever be a specific arena or stadium or team that you wanted to play for? And what moment would you think would give you the biggest goosebumps?
The Maple Leaf.
That's not soccer.
Oh, right.
I could go for the Toronto FC, I guess. But the most nervous I got, I think, playing for a soccer team was actually in tryouts for a Toronto team that I was going out for. Shout out Toronto Lynx. I don't even know if they're around anymore, but it was kind of a big deal for a small town guy playing in Toronto. And I was so nervous going into those tryouts. Other than that, I mean, I get nervous if I was to go play soccer today in like a rec league, I would get nervous just because that's just who I am. I'm a social anxiety to the max. And so when I'm in front of a bunch of people doing stuff, even though no one gives a shit about what I'm doing, just an absolute wreck. just inside. I don't show it usually.
That's fine. Shoot.
So throw me on any pitch, John, and I will be covered in goosebumps.
There you go. Perfect segue. All right. So let's actually define what goosebumps are. According to Wikipedia, goosebumps, like two words, and then goosebumps or goose pimples are the gross bumps on a person's...
Yeah, that should be called geese bumps. Goose
pimples.
They're the bumps on a person's skin at the base of body hairs, which may involuntarily develop when a person is tickled, cold, or experiencing strong emotions such as fear, euphoria, or sexual arousal. I have to say it like that. There needs to be kind of some kind of smut in here a little bit.
It made me uncomfortable. Brought me back to episode two.
I liked it.
5, 8, 11. The formation of goosebumps in humans under stress is considered to be a vestigial reflex. Its function in other apes is to raise the body's hair and would have made human ancestors appear larger to scare off predators or to increase the amount of air trapped into the fur to make it more insulating. Go back to our Neanderthal episode. It kind of goes a little bit more in depth with that. The reflex of producing goosebumps is known as piloerection or the pilomotor reflex, or more traditionally, horripilation. It occurs in many mammals. A prominent example is porcupines, which raise their quills when threatened, or sea otters when they encounter sharks or other predators. So to close it off, according to an article by Robert A. Schmerling from Harvard Health, he quotes, "Most people associate goosebumps with unpleasant situations, such as feeling particularly cold or being afraid. According to David Neal, quote, in the short term, it causes hair to stand up and goosebumps to appear. And in the long term, it appears to promote hair growth." So the researchers say this is an important link between stem cells, which the body can use to create other kinds of cells, and external stimuli. So it sounds like if you are balding, get scared a lot. Maybe your hair will regenerate.
Okay.
But that study actually just recently was kind of more supported back in 2020. So it's a pretty recent study that they correlated like hair promoting hair growth when you get goosebumps.
Well,
so that's
my girlfriend's not going to like this, but I guess we're watching a bunch more horror movies. So
yeah, maybe I should watch
Gay Harrier.
Maybe I should watch that horror movie I was supposed to watch way back when. Help my alopecia.
Yeah, we should do it as like a Patreon exclusive, Sean. You, me, sit down, watch it.
Hey, if it's on Patreon, I'm about it. If it's on the Patreon, you already know it's a yes.
Do a live stream, no edits. We'll just throw it up after the live stream.
And that's what takes us down. And that's what cancels us. And that's what gets us off of the podcast.
Sean just swearing obscenities.
Motherfucker.
So that was kind of it on goosebumps. Really a basic information about it. I know we talked a lot about like feelings and emotions in this episode. So next time you kind of get that feeling of scared or feeling frisky and you get those goosebumps,
I'll think of you, John.
Think of me.
I'll think of you next time I get aroused.
Jesus. I was going to say, you know what? Since we talked about The Office earlier, one thing that does give me goosebumps is the cringe in that show. Specifically, Scott's tots.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Episode.
One of the worst episodes.
That is the most.
I'm getting goosebumps right now. I get just thinking about it. It makes me so uncomfortable.
The way everyone was just fucking cheering him on. Just like, oh my God, we're going to college.
Hey, Mr. Scott, what you gonna do?
Oh, shit.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. That is very cringy. Holy shit. All right. So while we as humans might not ever make ourselves seem bigger when we get goosebumps to ward off enemies, I know I can tell you by example, I don't grow just because I'm scared. It may seem like the next...
John's not a grower.
I'm neither a grower or a shower. It is what it is at this point. It's, you know what? I accept it. All right.
Yeah.
It may seem like the next damn Marvel or DC movie superpower. So let's not give them any ideas. This is not a fight or flight situation. So don't you dare leave us. But when we get back from our break, we're going to read some goosebump inducing stories from r/letsnotmeet. We'll be right back after a few words from sponsors.
Did R.L. Stine write Goosebumps? Is that who wrote?
Yes.
Wow.
Did you read them?
No, it's just when you said R, I was like, oh, R.L. Stine, Goosebumps? And we're a Reddit show. We're a Reddit show. It's r/, right.
And welcome back to Reddit on Wiki. So I actually found this funny that this subreddit is called Let's Not Meet, because all of us haven't met each other in real life, but that's going to change.
Yeah, I wrote about you on here, John. He never stops with the creepy puns.
He told me to think of him next time I'm aroused.
Oh, well, first of all, you said that for yourself.
He heavily implied it.
That's going to change, though, because Sean and I are actually going to meet up next
That's
week.
That's true.
A little meet cute, you know what I mean?
2 weeks, yeah. 2 weeks before this comes
out. 2 weeks before that. Yeah. So, and, you know what I'm talking about.
We're already good,
how was it?
We're actually together right now. This one is Josh is the only one remote.
Yeah. Classic.
So it's like I said, it's funny that this is a Let's Not Meet subreddit, even though we never met each other in real life. However, these stories, just like our topic today, might give you some goosebumps. So Sean, you're up, my guy. I made sure that it's not super long that I made you read like last time.
Thank you so much. All right. So this is from Sapphic_. It's titled, You Look Good. I've been running in these woods for as long as I can remember, but this might make me change my mind. The story began around 6:30 p.m. I had just finished eating and decided to go on a run as usual. I always use the same path, cross the street, run for about a kilometer. Some say that's
I did long. That. I did that on purpose. How much did it run?
It's like 8 miles, right?
Yeah. So some say a kilometer is longer than a mile, and they would be incorrect, right? They'd be incorrect, Wikimaniacs. Yeah, we're together on this. Anyways, and past the gate that goes into the woods. Something important to note is that the trail I use in the forest is separated about halfway through. One path is paved and the other isn't. I usually go into the unpaved path first and then turn into the paved one after about 3 kilometers, which miles would be about like 2 point.
Yeah.
Yeah, that feels right.
2 point something. You're right.
2 point something.
Close enough.
The immediate laughter made me feel like I was correct. So, all right. Nothing ever really goes wrong. I met some rare people walking their dogs, but other than that, I'm pretty alone. At least I thought I was.
Oh no.
I had been running for a while now when I heard a notification coming from my phone, an AirDrop notification. Since I didn't want to make it look like I was worried, I kept running for a couple minutes and then stopped to change the music. I opened the AirDrop dreadfully. Who the hell was sending me stuff? I was pretty sure I was alone. I clicked on the link and my heart sunk. It was a Snapchat picture of me running with the caption, "You look good."
Oh my God.
I didn't turn around. Instead, I kept running like nothing happened until I reached a certain point. You see, the forest is surrounded by a fence to stop children from coming in unsupervised. And I didn't like that rule when I was little, so my friends and I cut a hole in it. When I was aligned with that hole, I quickly turned and buried myself in the forest, aiming for my escape. I could hear ruffling behind me and still didn't turn back. Oh, goosebumps for real.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
Damn.
When I finally reached the hole, I jumped through it and absolutely booked it to the fire station that was a couple streets down. The last things I could hear when leaving the forest was an angry huff and metal meeting metal. I still don't know who it was or what they wanted from me, but I never ran in this forest again. So creepy stalker guy or whoever you are, I truly hope we never ever meet.
Jesus Christ.
That is, I hope it's not real, but definitely sounds like it could be, and I hate
it. She say which forest it was? Because I would like to avoid it. It sounds like she's Canadian. Or European, I guess. God.
Or anywhere that's not American, right? I mean, everybody else is on kilometers.
That's true, actually. Yeah. 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 Oh. Jesus. That is terrifying.
Man, it really... That sucks.
Sucks to be a girl.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah. We have never had that issue.
No, I would. Yeah. Yeah. If anyone came after me, I'd cry. But
even if we were like attractive dudes, I don't think anyone would stalk us.
No. Yeah. No. See, that's the thing. Okay. So back a little quick story. So when I went to my friend's wedding, we had a little like kind of get together the night before. And then to get back to my hotel, it was like 0.8 miles. I was trying to Uber back, but it was like $40 to get an Uber for like a mile trip.
Jesus, that's ridiculous.
Like, I was like, fuck, that's really, and it was like, because it was St. Patrick's Day. So it was like super like the surcharge. And I was like, the fuck, that's not worth it. Like, so I walked like a mile at like 2:30 in the morning. And I told my wife the next day, I'm like, hey, I kind of walked home. She was like, I would never do that. Like, I would gladly pay $50 to fucking get a ride, get an Uber.
Yeah.
And I was just like, fuck, that's hella male privilege.
Yeah. No, it is.
I didn't even hesitate. I was like, I'm not going to fucking like pay $50. I'm just going to walk.
Yeah.
Like, no fear at all.
Yeah. Like, the idea of being kidnapped, as we've talked about many times, does not cross my mind when I go out for my daily walks, or like I've gone for walks at like 11:30 at night. Just
yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Like sometimes I'm just like, can't sleep, go for a walk. And it's never once crossed my mind that, oh, the stranger walking the other way is going to kill me.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's insane.
It's crazy.
That's so scary. Yeah. He seems like he'd be one of those nice guys on Reddit. Oh,
yes, for sure.
Tried to hit on this girl and she ran away from me through a fence.
All I did was take a picture from behind her without her knowing.
Yeah. I airdropped it so she knew I was coming.
I even complimented. I said, you look good. Jesus, fuck this guy.
I like our nice guy voice. It's great.
Speaking of kidnappers, Josh, your actual story about kidnappers.
Actually, yeah, it is. You're right. Yeah, so my story is from user Despacitoed. So a little bit of French there.
Despacito, like the Justin Bieber song?
No, no.
A little bit of Spanish there.
Oh, yeah, I guess it's Spanish. You're right. Kidnappers on I-95 is the title. This happened close to 15 years ago when I was about 7. I didn't realize how creepy the situation was until many years later. My dad and I went on a weekend motorcycle trip to Maryland from New York to watch motocross racing at a track called Bud's Creek. It was an awesome trip. I love spending time with my dad and watching the racers speed around this insane dirt track. I met two of the all-time greats for that time. If you're familiar with the early aughts motocross, you'll know who I'm talking about. They always came in first and second in every race. I don't know who you're talking about. I'm sorry.
I do not.
I don't either.
Yeah. I would have been 6 or 7.
We get it.
No, you're young.
We did the drive back in one go. It was late at night and we were somewhere in southern Pennsylvania when I started getting really cold on the back of the bike. My dad pulled over to the side of the I-95 so I could warm up. Within a minute of stopping, a van pulled up behind us and this older couple got out.
Hell no.
The man started talking to my dad, saying they had followed us for some time and I looked so uncomfortable and how they were heading north and I should ride with them in the warm van instead.
Nope. Hell no.
That's a nope. I remember the man kneeling down and asking me if I wanted snacks they had in the van and if I wanted to go to Hershey Park. That sounds like a good trip.
No, Josh, say no.
Don't be. Damn it.
My dad is a pretty tough guy, and I remember him talking to them in a hushed voice, probably so I wouldn't hear him threatening them. He told me years later that he told them he had a gun strapped to his hip and they better drive away right now before he used it. They continued to try and convince him, but they left after a few minutes. I'm probably out of their preferred age range now, but hey, probable child abductors, let's not meet.
Oh, shit.
That is some balls to try and kidnap a kid right in front of the parent.
And to not leave as soon as the gun gets mentioned.
And and the dad repeatedly said no, like, you're going to keep forcing it? Like, what the fuck?
That is fucked up on so many levels. In my, you know, heart, I hope they were actually trying to be nice people and be like, worried about this kid's safety, but the realist part of me knows that's probably not what it was.
Nope. Absolutely not. Nope. Anyways, let me tell my story. This one is posted by username Chris Gui, and the title is Bad Day to Take a Shortcut. Let me tell you my story. It happened 4 years ago. Because of the university, I moved to another city, and I used to go visit my family every 2 or 4 weeks. One of those times, I arrived to the bus station, and I didn't feel like getting on another bus to get home. I estimated that it would take me about 30 minutes if I walked, and it seemed like a good idea.
It's kind of like you, John.
Kind of like me, exactly. Shit. Halfway through, I remembered that there was a street that would allow me to make less time. It was about 5 p.m. It wasn't dark, so I decided to go that way. I was feeling a little uneasy, so I put my cell phone and the money I had in a zippered bag in my jacket. I turned on the second block. I was 3 blocks away from going back to the main road where there were more people. I heard a car slowing down and began to regret the decision I had made. I accelerated the pace, but the car was going next to me. I turned to see the driver, and I realized that he was watching me from up to down. I moved my backpack to block his eyes little. I felt very uncomfortable. He just yelled, "Food," and accelerated. Damn, that would have got me.
What the fuck?
My fat ass would have been like, "Where? What kind?"
Just chasing after the car as it drives.
What you got?
Ice cream?
Donuts? When I got to the next block, he was in front of a house with a cigarette. I immediately switched to the other sidewalk and he started laughing and went into the garage. That's when I heard, "Eat her."
Oh no.
Turned around in confusion and realized that the man was laughing and holding the chains of two dogs.
The fuck?
I heard their barking and it was the last sound. I ran and everything around seemed silent. I went into the first store I found, slammed the door, and the saleswoman asked me what was going on and even gave me a candy. She was so sweet. She told me, that was part of the story, by the way. That was not a pun. She told me that the bus that would take me to the direction I was going was about to pass by and she accompanied me until I got on. I'll never forget that day and I haven't walked down that street again.
Damn. What a nice store owner to do that.
Yes.
But Jesus Christ. What kind of sociopath?
Oh my God.
That guy can't be all there, right?
No. Probably not.
Definitely not.
Yeah.
He's training dogs to eat people. Or at least scare people into thinking his dogs are going to eat them or whatever.
Like Amir off of Jake and Amir. Rotem.
They recently came back and Amir did a whole episode revealing that he is in fact Q from QAnon.
I did see that. That's a great episode.
Well, that is it this week, Wikimaniacs. If you have any stories that gave you goosebumps, please let us know. You can email us at redditonwikipod@gmail.com. But other than that, we'll see you this Friday for another episode of Am I the Asshole? And remember, if you saw something that kept you up at night, you must have read it on Wiki.
Peace. Go Leafs, go.
Go Suns, go.
Go Raps,
fuck
go.
Me.
Who do the Raps play?
You got
play?
No teams right now, Sean.
Houston sucks ass. Go.
I'll send you a Leafs jersey.
I mean, I'll rock it.
At least you got yo-yos going on for you. That's
hell yeah, they have a
go.
Brick and mortar now, so I don't have to wait in line at 2 a.m. It's game over.
Bye, Wikimaniacs.
Bye. I hope you got all our niche references.
Do it. Just do it.
Expert in fucking matter.
Great power.
For the fifth time, it's your boy Sean.
Audible is the largest collection of audiobooks and podcasts.